You're listening to GRayRecords.com, your place for music plus more. You enjoy.
Step by step, I lay my ground.
Ooh, yeah.
Every sound, I make it count. Brick by brick, my dreams arise. In this light, we'll touch the skies. Build it up, don't tear it down. Raise your voice, wear your crown. Feel the beat, make it shine. This is your moment, it's your time.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. If you're a musician and it's 2025, you're probably thinking about how to grow, right? How to cut through all the noise online and really connect with people.
Yeah, organically. Not just, you know, quick flashes that disappear. We want that real growth.
Exactly. And today, we're getting into that head on.
You found this really interesting YouTube video. It's from the Top Music Attorney channel.
That's the one. Features Miss Crystal. She's, a practicing lawyer over 10 years, but also an independent dark pop artist herself.
So she gets it from both sides, the legal professional angle and the actual, you know, artist doing the work angle.
Right. And she's apparently built up several online presences, like for her music too. That's what grabbed me. It's not just theory.
Mm-hmm. Real world stuff.
So our mission today basically is to pull out the practical bits, the strategies that actually worked in 2024 and that you, listening, can use, like right now, to get more followers, build that audience.
And the video lays out five main ways, five core methods we're going to explore.
Yep. We'll be digging into platform selection, working smarter with content creation, using viral trends the right way.
Diversifying where you are online, and then this thing she calls audience harvesting. Sounds intriguing.
It does. Okay, let's jump in. Method one, platform selection. Now, the thinking back in, say, 2024 was often volume, right? Post the same thing everywhere.
Yeah, the idea was, well, hit at least three platforms because, you know, most people stick to their one favorite app.
Right, they're probably not scrolling through Instagram, then TikTok, then Facebook, and seeing your exact same post three times.
Exactly. So reach different people on different apps. Makes sense on the surface.
But here's the tweak for 2025. The advice is still kind of, yeah, be present everywhere. Use those scheduling tools like Hootsuite or Metrol, she mentions, preferring Metrol now. Saves time.
Crucial point, saving time. But the big pivot.
Yeah, the pivot is to hyper-focus. Pick the one platform that's actually working best for you right now and really double down on growing that one.
And there's a psychological element to that, isn't there? Having that, like, home base.
Totally. It encourages you to be more consistent, right? Yeah. If you see stuff actually happening on one platform, you're more likely to keep feeding it, engaging there.
You invest more because you're seeing the return. It's focusing your energy smartly.
And a simple thing, but so important, to have the same username everywhere. Make it easy for people to find you.
Oh, absolutely. That consistent branding is key. You don't want someone finding you on TikTok and then not being able to track you down on Instagram because the name's different.
Okay, method two. This one's about working better, not harder. Bulk content creation.
Yeah, because who has time, right? Especially musicians. Mm-hmm. You're writing, practicing, maybe gigging.
Life. So the idea is block out time. Like a few hours on a Saturday, maybe.
Yeah.
And just focus on creating a bunch of photos, videos, whatever you need.
Get in the zone, the flow state.
Right. And the benefits. Well, efficiency, obviously. You could potentially knock out weeks of content in one go.
Plus, the video mentions you often get better ideas when you're just focused on creating, one idea sparks another.
And here's where it gets really clever. How to multiply that content from one session.
Okay, yeah.
So like, film yourself making the content. Use a second phone or camera.
Yeah.
Get that behind the scenes footage.
Ah, the making of. People love that stuff.
Exactly. So you're filming, I don't know, you doing that tricky guitar part for a short video.
And you film the filming of it.
Got it.
Two pieces of content from one effort. Plus, it's authentic. Fans connect with seeing the process.
Yeah, showing the work, the real you. And maybe the making of itself gets attention, especially if you're trying a viral trend or something.
Another tactic mentioned is going live while you're creating.
Oh yeah, like on Instagram Live. Yeah. While you're setting up, or maybe working through an idea.
Exactly. Boosts you in the algorithm sometimes. Plus you can chat with people watching, answer questions, makes it interactive.
Builds that community feel, even if it's just low key setting up gear.
Definitely. And for photos, this is super practical. If you get ready, like stage ready or just looking good for a shoot.
Don't just take one photo.
Right. Take loads, change your top, switch an accessory, milk that moment. One getting ready session can give you photos for days.
And if you're mainly making videos, just tack on 5 minutes at the end for some quick photos while you're already set up.
Yeah.
Maximize the effort.
These are the smart, efficient moves. It's about strategy with your time. She even mentioned a video she did about this for attorneys, but the principle is the same.
It's applicable anywhere. And apparently there's a mini course linked in her original video if people want like a guide and more ideas for this.
Good to know. Okay, third method. Recreating viral content.
Now, hold on. This isn't just copy-pasting, right?
No, definitely not. It's about adapting, taking something that's already proven popular or trend, a sound, a format, and putting your own musical spin on it.
Oh, okay. Like cover songs. You take a known thing, but make it yours.
Exactly that analogy. You leverage something familiar to potentially reach people who might not know your original stuff yet.
So for a musician, this could be...
What?
Taking a TikTok dance but doing it to your song?
Yeah, or maybe adapting a funny meme format to talk about, like songwriter's block or the pain of loading gear.
Okay, I see. Making it relevant to your world.
Right. Ms. Crystal apparently saves ideas she sees, even mentioned adapting something from a chiropractor for her lawyer content. It's about seeing the potential in an idea and translating it.
So keep your eyes open for trends, even outside music, and think, how could I twist that for my music?
Precisely. It's a way to potentially get high reach without always inventing everything from scratch. A useful tool in the toolbox.
Makes sense. All right, method four. This tackles the uncertainty, especially around platforms like TikTok, maybe?
Yeah, the whole landscape can feel a bit shaky sometimes, so the advice here is crucial. Go grab your username on new and emerging platforms.
Like Blue Sky or whatever the next thing might be, even if you're not going to post there yet.
Especially if you're not posting there yet. Claim your name now, before someone else does. Protect your brand.
It's like digital real estate. Stake your claim early.
Exactly. And it hedges your bets. You don't want all your fans, your whole audience, just living on one platform that could, you know, suddenly change or decline.
Right. Putting all your eggs in one basket. Risky.
Very risky. So diversify. Have a presence, even just securing the name, on multiple platforms. It's about long-term stability.
Okay, super important point. Now, method five, This is the one she calls the best and even dangerously good, audience harvesting.
Which basically means build your email list.
Ah, the email list, the classic.
But maybe more important than ever, the core idea is think like a record label. Take direct control of your audience connection.
Because social media platforms, they own the connection, really. Their algorithm decides who sees your stuff.
Exactly. But your email list, that's yours. If a platform disappears tomorrow, you still have that direct line to your fans. That's powerful.
So the goal is just collect emails, get people's contact info so you can tell them about new music, shows, whatever.
Directly. No algorithm interference.
Okay, so how do you do that effectively?
Well, first step, get an email platform. AWeber, MailChimp. She prefers MailChimp. Lots have free plans to start.
Easy enough. Then what? How do you get signups?
The strategy suggested is using live streams. Go live on your socials maybe a week or two before a new release.
Okay, and then?
And then, during the live stream, you actively push people to sign up. Put the link in your bio, pin it in the chat, make it easy.
But you need to make it appealing, right? Not just... join my list.
Absolutely. Make it interactive. Give shout outs to people who sign up right there during the live stream.
Oh, nice. Like, hey, thanks for joining, Sarah. Makes it personal.
Yeah, makes them feel seen, part of something exclusive, and repeat that call to action a few times leading up to the release.
Keep reminding people. What about incentives?
Definitely offer something exclusive for subscribers.
Yeah.
Early access to the song, maybe, or a behind the scenes video only they get.
Okay, create real value for being on the list.
She even suggested something like offering a random Amazon gift card draw for new subscribers during the live. Something tangible.
That could definitely work. It turns passive followers into this engaged group you can actually reach directly. Super valuable.
It really is. It's about owning that relationship.
Okay, so those are the five core methods, but there were some extra pro tips too, right?
Yeah, a few good ones, like don't be afraid to recycle your best content.
Repost stuff that did well before.
Exactly. If people loved it once, they might love seeing it again, like hearing a favorite song on the radio.
And if a repost flops.
Don't sweat it. It probably just means fewer people saw it that time. No big deal.
Good point. Less pressure. What else?
Adopt more of a story mindset for posting, especially maybe Instagram stories. Be more in the moment, share the journey, less perfectionism.
Just document more freely.
Yeah, it often feels more authentic anyway. And tying back to method one, focusing your main effort on one platform makes that kind of consistent, less polished posting feel easier.
Right, less overwhelmed. And there's a specific Instagram tip.
Carousels. Use Instagram carousels. You can put up to like 20 images in one post.
Wow, 20.
Yeah. Make the first image strong. Engaging often your face helps. Then fill it with variety, personality shots, behind the scenes, whatever.
And the algorithm likes carousels.
Apparently, yeah. If someone swipes on the first image, Instagram is more likely to show them the next images in that same carousel later. So more visibility from one post.
Huh. Smart tactic. Okay, so lots of really practical stuff there.
Definitely. Actionable things musicians can actually do in 2025. And it feels grounded because it's coming from someone who's actually doing it.
Yeah, that lawyer and artist perspective makes a difference. It's not just marketing jargon.
It's strategy born from experience across different fields.
Okay, so for everyone listening, let's wrap this up. As you think about your own music promotion, which of these five methods really jumps out at you?
Maybe it's finally getting serious about that email list. Or maybe it's that idea of just focusing your energy on the one platform that's already showing promise.
Yeah. The key takeaway seems to be strategic, be direct where you can, and don't be afraid to adapt. Our final thought for you, listener, is this. Pick one, just one or two of these ideas we discussed. How can you start putting that into action this week to build a stronger, more direct connection with your audience?
And definitely check out the Top Music Attorney channel if you want to dive even deeper into her insights. Mm-hmm. Lots of good stuff there.
Step by step, I lay my ground. Ooh, yeah. Every sound I make it count. Oh, oh. Brick by brick, my dreams arise. In this light, we'll touch the skies. Build it up, don't tear it down. Raise your voice, wear your crown. Feel the beat, make it shine. This is your moment, it's your time. Every my brand, I see it.